Julian Fetter is only in middle school. Let me repeat that, middle school, and he's already won numerous awards for his lead role in a hit indie film. What's next for the young actor? Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, AfterBuzzers, and thanks for tuning into a mini spotlight where we shine a light on all the rising stars in TV, music, and film. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter at Morgan_Ouellette. But enough about me. I'm so happy I have Julian Fetter in studio with me. Julian, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Well, that's we have so much to talk about. I mean, I have 1,001 questions, but I want to start with your movie, A Boy Called Poe. Tell me a little bit about your character. I mean, you'll be able to tell them all about it, but it had to be challenging.
It was, A Boy Called Poe is about a recently widowed father and his son who has autism, and it's basically sort of Poe and his father's struggles after their mother died, after his mother dies.
I mean, that's a difficult role playing, a child with autism. What did you do to prepare for that?
So the director and I worked a lot with trying to figure out the different mannerisms for Poe, and how we did that was we would go to a place called the Help Group, and we would hang out with kids who had autism, and we watched documentaries, and we'd basically, for each emotion, we sort of had a different mannerism that Poe would do, so that when it was time for the scene, it would just sort of be like, pairing up the mannerisms to the emotions that Poe was expressing in that scene.
And then I know the director, John, he has a son who has autism, so was that... I mean, did you feel pressure to just nail this? Because, I mean, he has experienced it kind of firsthand.
Yeah, it was like, because of that, it was very very heartfelt film. And a lot of the people who worked on this movie had, kids with autism or some really strong connection. So it was, everybody was, really, really happy to be there and stuff. But it was, it was cool.
Yeah, I can only imagine, but I feel like you nailed the role. I've only heard really positive things. But so take me through the process of filming a movie. I mean, you're how old?
13.
13 years old, has filmed a lead in a movie. That's insane. So kind of take me, how long did it take?
So the movie itself, I think it was like 18 days.
Okay.
And then, but before that, like all the preparation for the character was... I'm actually not sure. Like maybe 2 weeks or something, 3 weeks.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah, it was a while.
That's strenuous. And then you're doing that on top of school and every other 13-year-old activities.
Yeah.
Gee, I'm 23. I'm like, I couldn't do that. But so how did this role come about?
So I was doing acting lessons at an acting coach, and basically John walked in and he was doing an improv class, and then I went to that, and then I did some coaches with him for auditions, and then he was like, "Hey, I want you to audition for my part, Poe," which in fact he'd been making this movie for 8 years or something.
Oh.
It took quite a long time for him to do it, and then I did the audition, and then
and then you got the part.
Yeah,
it worked. So have you watched yourself on the screen? Have you watched the full movie?
It came out a while ago, and then just getting to distributor. So yeah, I've seen it.
Is it weird seeing yourself on this giant screen?
I don't particularly like watching myself, dude.
Oh yeah, I'm like, I listen to my voice, and I'm like, I sound like that on camera? Like, what? Well, okay, let's rewind a bit, because right before this interview started, you mentioned that you were born in Tokyo, grew up in Singapore. What was that? I mean, that's so different than growing up here. What was it like being in Singapore for most of your childhood?
It was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed it. It was one of the really cool things about Singapore was it was very international. There were so many different cultures there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a very, very fun experience.
And did you do acting lessons over in Singapore?
No. So it's no. Well, you see, I was doing small shorts for NYU. They had a film school over there, so that's kind of how I started to get into acting. And then we moved back to New York for a little bit, and then I somehow got an audition because I was kind of looking, and I got an audition for a Billy Crystal movie called Parental Guidance, and then I got all the way to meet Billy Crystal, which was really, really cool, and that's also how I got an agent, and then 3 years ago we moved here, and I've sort of just been auditioning and stuff ever since.
Ever since, and yeah. You're now a lead role, and that's so awesome. So, I mean, what's in the future for you? You're so young. You've already done so much. What's kind of the next step for you?
I have a new movie coming out called I Hate Kids.
Oh.
It's a comedy.
Okay.
It's with the same director, John, and yeah. So that's
nice. What? Tell us a little bit about what we can see from you in that.
I play a character named Mason, and basically the story is about a writer named Nick Pearson who writes books about how he hates kids. And he's getting married to somebody who doesn't want to have kids either, doesn't like kids. And then at the wedding rehearsal, a kid shows up, Mason, me, and he says, "I'm your son," mm-hmm. to Nick. And it's sort of like a road trip movie. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I'll have to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
And so when you're on these movie sets, I mean, you're 13. Are there a lot of other kids on there? Like, do you bond with any of your castmates?
Yeah, I did a movie a while ago, and that's one of my best friends, Caitlin Carmichael, did that with me.
Mm-hmm. Do you can keep in contact with her?
Yeah,
still?
I do. I saw her a few days ago.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice. And then, so this new movie, I Hate Kids. Are there a lot of kids on the movie about hating kids?
There's quite a few. I think maybe 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that's just a big party on set, like a bunch of teenagers hanging out.
Yeah. Well, it was sort of like, it was mainly like me, and then it was they were there for like a few days.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to hang out with some kids for a little bit, so that helps.
Yeah.
All right. Well, where do you see yourself? This is a big question. 10 years from now, what's the main goal for you?
Just do more movies and auditioning, stuff like that. I love doing it.
Yeah. Do you have a dream actor you would want to star next to? I mean, I know mine's Ryan Gosling. Do you have one?
Oh my God, that's a tough question.
I know. There's got to
so
be one.
Many.
The top one you would just die to star in a movie with.
So that's quite. I'm not sure. Let me think.
Okay.
Maybe somebody from Harry Potter. I mean,
yes, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan as well.
Yes,
Daniel Radcliffe would be great.
Yeah.
Big fan of him. All right, well, maybe if he's watching this, Daniel, I think y'all should do a movie together.
That'd be pretty great. Cool.
Well, I also know, so you got your start modeling, right? As a kid, right?
When I was really young.
So when did you start that? How did you go from modeling to being like, oh, I don't want to model anymore, I want to act?
Well, it was kind of like, because I kind of stopped modeling for a long time when I moved to Singapore from Tokyo, and it's really weird. I got kind of into the acting because of I saw my friend's picture on a school bus randomly, and I was like, "What? That's so cool! I want to be on a school
bus."
So then I started doing like acting, modeling, like stuff like that. I had no idea like really what the difference was, so it was like, "Oh,
yeah."
And that's kind of how I started doing that.
I mean, what did your parents say when you were all of a sudden, "Hey, Mom, I want to be an actor"? Were they supportive? I mean, obviously, here you are.
Yeah, I'd be, "No, Julian, you cannot be an actor."
He's like, "No."
Nope. But no, it was, they were just like, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Were they surprised? Like, have you always had characteristics where you're like, you want to be in front of a camera? Or you just all of a sudden were one day like, "I'm going to be an actor"?
I think it was like, all of a sudden, I wanted to be an actor.
Hey, it worked for you, because look at you now. All right, Julian, well, we're going to wrap things up. Where can everyone find you on social media, keep up with what you're doing?
It's Julian_Fetter.
All right, we'll catch up with him there. And where can everyone see this, A Boy Called Poe?
Oh,
I'm dying to know.
All right, sorry. So you can see it on iTunes, Amazon, and Video On Demand.
All right, and then what can we see from you in the immediate future? What should we keep our eye out for?
I Hate Kids, it's my new movie.
All right, and when is that coming out?
That's coming out next summer, hopefully.
Next summer. All right, guys, we heard it here. At Julian_Fetter, keep an eye out for his new movie. Go see A Boy Called Poe. And Julian, thank you so much for
joining me.
And thank you guys for tuning in for a mini spotlight. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette, and I'll see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.